at the office, the girls and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, and we're rocking all over the world. Yes, it is 7:30 here in the Creston Valley, and we broadcast this live morning show till 9:30, and that's Pacific time, and that's Monday to Friday. Yep. What do we got here today? It's kind of chilly in the valley this morning, 4 degrees, and winds are from the east-northeast at 5 kilometers an hour. Humidity sitting at 83% and barometric pressure 102.6 kilopascals and rising. We are looking for a sunny day today with a high of 13. A few clouds and some fog patches down along the river dissipating later on this morning. Now, right through from today, right through to next Wednesday, they're calling for sunny conditions, and highs about the mid-teens, by the looks of it. But I tell you, it was a tough day yesterday. I had to drive to Cranbrook, take the bike in for some service, and wouldn't you know it, I had Murphy was riding double with me, and holy crow. He was giving me a hard time. So I'm going to place a couple of songs here that I think might cheer me up. Anyways, thanks a lot for tuning in. Let's get rolling here with Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
fruit world can do you. So she loves a man, lies like a dog, tears the little world all apart. So the walls go up for the rest of the days, and the anal man touches girls' heart. Oh yes, it's hard time,
hard time.
Honest man, very, very, very hard time. Hard time,
hard time.
Oh, honest man, very, very, very hard time. Front porch to the backyard, just laugh and say hello and say goodbye. But some days are hard, like a soldier's tiptoe boots, and the rent we pay to stay here gets high.
Turn the power onto the board there. Yes, it's always good to have power to the soundboard, you know. Of course, I was hooking up some equipment and gotta turn the power off when you do that. Anyways, John Mellencamp there, and that was Hard Times for an Honest Man, and that came out on his Lonesome Jubilee album of 1987. All right, I've got a song here by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and this is taken from the CSN album of 1977. Going to listen to a song here called Dark Star, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Search for peace. again, my soul. We touched, we did, you know we did. No more teasing now. Dark star, I see you in the morning. Dark star, sleeping next to me. Dark star, let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me. Dark star.
Okay, Crosby, Stills, Nash there from their CSN album of 1977, Dark Star. All right, what do we got here? It's quarter to the hour. It's time for This Day in Canadian History. And a couple of events here. 1970, October the 17th. FLQ terrorists strangle Laporte. Yeah, the October crisis continues. No kidding. And of course, that's all out of Quebec. Yeah. What else do we have? Also on this day in Vancouver, Air Commodore A.K. Tiley and three other pilots arrive in Vancouver from Winnipeg after two-stage flight of 5,488 kilometers across Canada in a total elapsed time of 45 hours, 20 minutes. Wing Commander Robert Lecky took the initial flight from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia on October the 4th, arriving in Winnipeg on October the 11th. That was 1920. Not sure if I mentioned the year there or not. And also on this day in 1671 at London, England, the first auctioning of furs from Hudson's Bay at Garraway's Coffee House. Wow. A couple of Canadian birthdays to mention. Margot Kidder, born on this day in 1948 in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, movie actor. And after some TV roles and a date with Pierre Trudeau, Kidder's first film appearance was in Norman Jewison's Galli Galli. That one came out in 1969. Of course, we all know her as reporter Lois Lane in the four Superman movies in 78, 81, 83, and 87. And let's see, a 1990 car crash left her partially crippled, bankrupt, and depressed, but she is now on the road to recovery. If you want some more information about Margot Kidder, well, there's your friend Google out there. Yep. Who else do we have? Pierre Juno, arts executive, born on this day at Verdun, Quebec in 1922. Served as administrator as the National Film Board from 1949 to 1966, then joined the broadcast of governors. And then joined Board of Broadcast Governors as deputy governor. A little too many governors there, don't you think? Yeah. So let's move on. What else do we have? Dave Cutler, CFL kicker born on this day in Bigger, Saskatchewan. Yeah, he joined the Edmonton Eskimos in 1969 and played with them until his retirement in 84. He led the CFL in scoring 7 times and has a lifetime 627 converts, 464 field goals, and 2,237 total points, a record in professional football. And Norm MacDonald, the comic, was born on this day in Montreal, Quebec in 1963. There you go. You are now up to date on this day in Canadian history. Okay, what do we got here? I'm thinking we need a little bit of Omar and the Howlers. I only say that because I know we one listener from the East Coast, in Nova Scotia in particular, is not an Omar and the Howlers fan. So I thought I'd play this song because I know she's not listening today. Had to take a drive down to Halifax. So let's give her hard times in the land of plenty. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Some people have not. Some got.
Okay, Garland Jeffries there with Hail Hail Rock and Roll. It is 7:56, and we've got some Deep Purple coming up from the Machine Head album, the 25th anniversary edition, and we're going to listen to a song here called Never Before, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Deep Purple, Never Before. It's 8 o'clock, 4 degrees in the Crescent Valley, and we've got a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and we'll be back on the second half hour with more great tunes.
It is October 17th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Later today in the House of Commons, government MPs and the opposition will take their seats for the first question period since June. However, Prime Minister Harper won't be on hand. He's flying to Brussels to finalize a trade deal with the European Union. But that won't stop the NDP from attacking the PM over the Senate expense scandal. CBC's Hannah Thibodeau reports.
The NDP ethics critic Charlie Angus is going to raise a point of privilege in the House of Commons today. What he'll do is ask the Speaker, Andrew Scheer, to find Stephen Harper misled the House of Commons last spring. Now, they say that he said in the House of Commons that no one in his office knew about that $90,000 check that Nigel Wright gave to Senator Mike Duffy to pay for his inappropriate expenses. However, affidavits that were filed by the RCMP this past summer say at least three other people in the Prime Minister's office knew about this deal. So you can see the contradiction there, and that's why they're bringing forward this point of order.
This is CBC's Hannah Thibodeau in Ottawa. Now, as mentioned, Prime Minister Harper heads to Brussels to finalize a free trade agreement with the EU. This deal has been in the works now for 4 years, and it's being reported that the breakthrough came when Canada agreed to open up the Canadian market to European dairy producers. In return, the EU will do the same for the export of Canadian beef and pork. The political standoff in Washington is now over, with Congress and U.S. President Obama signing a bill last night that ends the government standoff, government shutdown, rather, and avoids an American credit default. As we hear now from the CBC's Margaret Evans, the Washington drama came to an end with the whole world watching.
International reaction to the 11th-hour deal has been, as you might expect, largely that of relief, at least in the immediate term. Here, a spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry saying the decision serves global economic stability and development. China is the United States' largest creditor. But along with that sense of disaster averted, there is exasperation, even outrage, over the failure of U.S. politicians to agree on a longer-term solution to a crisis analysts say will reassert itself in just a few months' time. A German newspaper calls the deal a shaky triumph for the U.S. President Barack Obama. And in Italy, pundits are busy comparing the disarray in the U.S. political system to their own famed troubles. Margaret Evans, CBC News, London.
A new study is suggesting that some of the areas of the world most prone to natural disasters also have the least access to life-saving communications and technology. The study is called the World Disasters Report. Paul Adams has the details.
Mobile phones, the internet, and social media all have the power to save lives. The Federation's annual report is full of examples, from the use of text messages to deliver hurricane warnings in Haiti, to a computerized barcode system to monitor the distribution of humanitarian supplies in Syria. But there are risks. The report talks of what it calls information poverty, the lack of mobile phone and internet coverage in many of the communities most at risk. Humanitarian agencies mustn't make the mistake, it warns, of listening only to those who are connected and excluding those who are not.
That's the BBC's Paul Adams in London. Caroline Kennedy has been named America's ambassador to Japan. JFK's daughter was unanimously confirmed last night in the Senate and now begins her career as a diplomat. And she's not the first Kennedy to join the American diplomatic corps. Her grandfather, Joseph Kennedy Sr., was the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain between 1938 and 1940. And that is the CBC News. We broadcast live and podcast at our website, cbcnews.ca. You can hear us as well on Sirius XM Radio. We're at channel 169. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, and welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour. And let's begin with some rare earth. What I'd say, and this is actually a live cut right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Don't you ever treat me wrong? right, boys. This is it. Over the hill.
John Lennon there from the 1973 release Mind Games. The name of that song, Bring on the Lucy. Okay. All right, it is 8:12. That's close enough to get on with this day in rock and roll history. We've got a few birthdays here that we have to start off with. And let's see, first one, 1933, Janine Deckers. Or The Singing Nun, Dominique, her big song. 1941, Jim Seals of Seals and Crofts. They were responsible for that big hit, Summer Dreams. No, Summer Breeze. Gary Puckett, lead singer of the Union Gap, was born on this day in 1942. His big song, Young Girl. Jim Tucker, guitar player for the Turtles. born in 1946, Happy Together, their big song. And Bill Hudson of the Hudson Brothers, So You Are a Star, born in 1949. Okay, the useless trivia. Throughout the years, on October the 17th, we're going to start in 1960, and that's when Ben E. King, lead singer of the Drifters, led the Drifters to the top of the U.S. pop chart, was Save the Last Dance for Me. A British group known collectively as Manfred Mann had the number one single on the Billboard pop chart in 1964 with Doo-Wah Diddy. The song was sung by vocalist Paul Pond, who used the stage name Paul Jones. Keyboard player Michael Lubowitz would retain the band's name and continue to turn out chart hits until about the mid-80s. And also in 1964, The Zombies, She's Not There, is released in the U.S., so where it would become the band's highest charting single, reaching number two. And in 1975, the Bee Gees' Maurice Gibb married Yvonne Spenceley. He was divorced from Scottish singer Lulu in 1973 after 4 years of marriage. And in 1979, Fleetwood Mac, their two-set album, Tusk, an experimental set of songs that cost the band a record $1 million to record, is released by Warner Bros. Records. Tusk peaked at number four in the U.S. and achieved sales in excess of 2 million copies, spawning two top 10 singles, Sarah and the title track. And in 1987, oh gee, here's the Bee Gees again. They returned to the top 10 of the British record charts for the first time since 1979, When You Win Again went to number one. In 1990, Steppenwolf's 1968 rocker Born to Be Wild re-entered the top 10 in Holland, on the strength of the amount of airplay it received in recent movies and commercials. There you go. Okay, let's start off with the Turtles, celebrating guitarist Jim Tucker's birthday right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. She was just walking down the street singing. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. Then I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History. Let's continue on with the Zombies. She's Not There, 1964.
South Kootenai Radio, coming out of the Creston Valley.
Okay, there's the big tunes from Steppenwolf. Born to be Wild, that one going to the top 10 again in 1990 in Holland on the strength of some movies and commercials. Yeah, I think that song originally came out in 69, maybe 70, something like that. Hey, what do we have before that? The Fleetwood Mac Tusk. That one going to the top of the charts in 79. And we had the Zombies before that. She's Not There. Big hit for them in 1964. Along with Manfred Mann's Doo Wah Diddy. And we started things off with the Turtles. I'm doing Happy Together. Let's see, the lead guitar player for the band, Jim Tucker, celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1946. Make sure you stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. All right, let's have a quick look at the weather across the country. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 4 degrees, sunny as heck, going up to 13 today. Current temperature in Vancouver, 7 degrees and cloudy. Yellowknife, a mix of sun and cloud, 3 degrees. Calgary, 4 degrees and cloudy. And Winnipeg, 6 with a mix of sun and cloud. 14 in Toronto with some sun and cloud. Halifax is cloudy and 18. And St. John's, Newfoundland, a mix of sun and cloud, 9 degrees. Cloudy in Halifax, eh? One of our big listeners there was in freakout mode because of the extreme rain. I see now it's only a 60% chance. All lathered up over nothing, I guess. Okay, how about an old Rolling Stones song? Time is on my side. This is from the Rolling Stone album of 1964, right here on South Kootenai Radio. probably wondering what the heck I'm doing playing that. Actually, I came across that song this morning just looking through the library, and I thought, wow, it's only a minute and a half. Let's play it. That's The Who with Batman, and that comes from their 1966 release, Quick One, Happy Jack. All right, let's continue on here with some traffic, rock and roll stew right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Seems like I'm wasting my time. Wish I was home again, sipping my wine. And I'm gone, gone, gone. I don't care. Cause I'm gone, gone, gone. I don't care. This is where I'm from. I'm on the road again. Cause I'm gone, gone, gone. I don't care. It's where I'm from. I'm on the road again.
As traffic from the 1971 release Low Spark of High Heeled Boys with a song called Rock and Roll Stew. It is 8:41. I'm actually going to get started with Artist Highlight a little bit early today because I want to play four songs And but before we get rolling, of course, a big thanks going out to Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston, the best looking building downtown. Yeah. And what else goes on down there? Well, we've sent some company that we had over the last few days down there. Of course, everyone seems to enjoy it, so get down there yourself. All right. I actually watched a reunion concert by Bad Company that took place in 2008 in Los Angeles at the Hard Rock Cafe. And Bad Company was the big band reuniting. It actually was a pretty good show. The song quality was much better than when I went to see them in whatever year that was, 75, when, of course, now I'm partially deaf because of that. Yeah. Anyways, formed in 1973, the British hard rock outfit Bad Company was a supergroup comprised of ex-King Crimson bassist Boz Burrell, former Mötley Hoople guitarist Rick Ralphs, and singer Paul Rodgers and drummer Simon Kirk, both previous members of Free, powered by Rodgers' muscular vocals and Ralphs' blues-based guitar work. Bad Company was the first group signed to Led Zeppelin's Swan Song Vanity label. And Bad Company's 1974 debut was an international hit, topping the U.S. album charts and scoring with the number one single, Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Anyways, I'm going to start off with the song that the band started the concert that I watched here the other night. And it's just simply titled Bad Company, right here on South Kootenai Radio. We'll be right back.
when I'm at the summer cottage. I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Don't a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know that you are a shooting star? Don't you know, whoa, yeah. Don't you know that you are a shooting star, yeah. And all the world will love you just as long as you
Company with the Shooting Star finishing off our artist highlight today. And before that we had Rock Steady moving on, and we started things off with Bad Company. And of course, artist highlight brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Well, that's it for today's morning show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. We've got a news update standing by for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we'll be back with regular broadcasting. Have a great day, everyone.